Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
A 24-year-old woman has been raped in Monze District. Mporokoso lawmakers condemn the killing of Zambian citizens in Mufumbwe. In international news, Gabon's president has launched a new political party. And in sports news, the Uganda Cranes technical team has officially trimmed its provisional squad for the 2024 African Nations Championship.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. A 24-year-old female student attending the Lwindi Gonde traditional ceremony in Monze District was raped in a disturbing incident that has shocked the local community. According to the official police report, the Gonde Operational Police Post, the victim and her friend had set up a small store to sell merchandise at the ceremony. Around 05 yesterday, the two women were to relieve themselves in a nearby bush. It was here that they were confronted by two unknown men. The suspects handcuffed both women, accusing them of urinating in a prohibited area. They demanded a bribe of 500 kwacha each, threatening to hand them over to the police if they did not comply. The victim's friend paid the demanded amount and was released. However, the victim was unable to pay. One of the suspects then coerced her into exchanging sex for her freedom. When she refused and insisted to be taken to the police, the man led her further into the bush under the pretext of taking her to the Malende Shrine. Instead, he threatened her and proceeded to rape her. The victim sustained pain and injuries in her private parts and was immediately taken to Monze Mission Hospital for medical treatment. A medical report has been issued to support the ongoing investigation. The police have opened a docket and are actively investigating the matter. Southern Province Commanding Officer Oxencio Daka says no arrests have been made so far, but authorities are urging anyone with information to come forward to help identify and apprehend the suspects. Within a separate development, the Professional Teachers Union of Zambia, PROTUS, has warmly welcomed the recent approval of the Teaching Profession Bill 2025 by Cabinet. PROTUS Head of Public Relations Brian Wheeler has told Power FM News that from the outset, the union has been a strong advocate for the introduction of essential licensure examinations for teachers at the point of entry into the profession. Mr. Mwila emphasized that licensure examinations are a standard practice worldwide and already established in other professional fields within Zambia, such as nursing and medicine. He said this approval is therefore timely and necessary.
So the approval of this bill by Cabinet has come at the right time, and this is the right time. Licensure examinations, from where we stand, is a professional exam set as a quality assurance mechanism to ensure that only competent teachers are registered for recruitment into employment. This, in our view, as a trade union in the Ministry of Education, will make colleges and universities not to relax, but ensure that they produce competent and quality teachers who are going to contribute to the delivery of quality education in the country. Therefore, this licensure examination is not a punishment mechanism, but it is supposed to be viewed as a good mechanism for the development of this country.
And elsewhere, Mporokoso Central and Chairperson of the Tonse Parliamentary National Affairs Committee, Brian Mundubile, has strongly condemned the recent killing of Zambian citizens in Mufumbwe, allegedly by law enforcement officers. Mr. Mundubile has since called on the families of the victims to come forward with the names of their loved ones, emphasizing that these were not mere statistics, but human beings with families and futures. He said the victims were not armed criminals, but ordinary citizens trying to improve their lives through mining activities. Mr. Mundubile criticized the government for allowing foreign investors to exploit Zambia's resources while its own people pay with their lives. He condemned the extrajudicial killings as a violation of the constitutional right to life, highlighting the contradiction between the government's abolition of the death penalty and its current actions. Mr. Mundubile has since called for accountability, an immediate investigation, and an end to the killing of innocent people. He urged any suspected offenders be arrested and tried in court, not executed extrajudicially. Meanwhile, the Human Rights Commission, HRC, has expressed deep concern over the violent clash that occurred between defense and security forces and informal miners at Inkikonge Gold Mine, Mufumbwe District, Northwestern Province. The confrontation resulted in multiple deaths and injuries, prompting urgent calls for restraint and calm to prevent further escalation. Spokesperson for the Human Rights Commission, Mwelwa Mulea, described the loss of life as deeply regrettable and emphasized the sacred nature of the right to life. Mr. Mulea has therefore called for a thorough and transparent investigation into the circumstances that led to the fatalities, with a focus on preventing disproportionate use of force in future operations. While condemning the violence against law enforcement officers, which resulted in injuries, Mr. Mulea also appealed to the informal miners to comply with government directives to vacate illegal mining sites. He has since encouraged all parties to engage in constructive dialogue to find sustainable solutions to the challenges posed by illegal mining.
The loss of lives of the informal miners who are not licensed to undertake mining activities in that area is deeply regrettable, because life is so sacred that it must be prioritized over any objective of law enforcement. It is for this reason that the Human Rights Commission is calling for subjection of the perpetrators to the due process of the law, in line with Article 12 of the Constitution of Zambia, Chapter 1 of the Laws of Zambia, to ensure that there is redress for that grave violation of human rights, but also that the perpetrators are held accountable and prevent impunity in terms of human rights protection.
Within international news, Namibia's cabinet has approved 12 May as Nujoma Day and National Tree Planting Day in honor of founding President Sam Nujoma. This was announced by Minister of Information and Communication Technology, Emma Theophilus. Speaking at the Government Information Centre in Windhoek, the minister said the decision was taken at the 11th cabinet meeting held on Tuesday, which was chaired by President Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwa. The date coincides with Nujoma's birthday and will be commemorated annually with tree planting activities across the nation. The minister also announced that cabinet had resolved to introduce a temporary moratorium on the granting of official funerals. She emphasized that the suspension would allow for a thorough assessment of the current system to ensure its integrity and sustainability going forward. Still within international news, more than 2 years after seizing power in a military coup, Gabon's President Brice Oligui Nguema has taken up a significant step towards consolidating his political influence with the launch of a new party. On Saturday, Nguema, a former general, unveiled the Democratic Union of Builders, known by its French acronym UDB. According to a statement from the party, its mission is to unite the Gabonese people around a shared vision of rebuilding the nation. UDB says its aim is to bring transformation, unity and elevation to a nation emerging from decades of political dominance by single family. The move comes after Nguema claimed victory in Gabon's April 2025 presidential election, securing nearly 95% of the vote. His rise to presidency followed the August 2023 coup that removed then-President Ali Bongo from power.